from KQED. From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Sudden oak death threatens to wipe out native California trees that are both emblematic of our landscape and key to the ecology of the coastal hills. Researchers have found a way to protect individual oaks, but are still searching for a more sweeping answer to the threat. David Gorn reports.
First of all, says Dave Rizzo, plant pathologist at the University of California, Davis, there are three things you need to understand about sudden oak death.
You know, the term sudden oak death is kind of a misnomer. I mean, it's not particularly sudden. It doesn't just infect oaks and doesn't always result in death of a plant.
At least, not if volunteer Brian Gilbaugh has his way.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Gilbaugh is crunching through the ankle-high dry leaf litter in oak territory at Pepperwood Preserve, just north of Santa Rosa, where he's looking for signs of sudden oak death among the trees.
That would be a perfect example. Well, you can see there's many, many different black spots on here. So this whole area, this would be perfect to take a number of leaves for to sample.
He's one of a small army of volunteers who are trying to map the spread of the pathogen that causes sudden oak death, a fungus-like spore called, bear with me here, Phytophthora ramorum, or P. ramorum for short. It's not just found on oaks. In fact, it infests about 100 different plants, and that's how the disease is spread to oaks. Infected rhododendrons in pots, for example, might pass P. ramorum onto the oak trees. But the biggest culprit in the wild is the California bay laurel tree. It is everywhere in the coastal forest, says Mateo Garbalato, a researcher at the University of California, Berkeley. So those bays, he says, hold the key to limiting the spread of sudden oak death.
One of the things we've been really trying to work with is reducing the number of bay laurels because they're the carriers. But when you actually try to do that, it's really complicated.
Thinning out bay laurels, says Garbalato, is essential to keeping the pathogen away from oaks. But there are so many bay trees around, that's almost impossible. And besides, he says, they grow back like weeds. So it makes more sense to cut back bay laurels in the backyard setting.
Wow. I'm amazed every time I look at this tree.
Garbalato is in a backyard in the town of Fairfax in Marin County, and he's staring up at what he says is the largest live oak he's ever seen. It's in the yard of Susie Lahr, who says she measured the circumference of the tree's trunk at 38 feet.
It is a lot of feet. It is.
Which means this tree was growing when Christopher Columbus was a baby.
Well, let's see. So we'll do the injections again in the fall.
Okay.
You know.
There is no cure for sudden oak death, but Garbalato's lab tests prove that one thing does work to prevent it. A phosphonate fungicide, brand named Agrifos. It's an expensive preventative, costing up to $200 a tree, and lasting about 2 years when it needs to be reapplied. Usually, it's applied by sticking a dozen large syringes full of the stuff right into the trunk of the oak. This labor-intensive and costly treatment is completely impractical for the millions and millions of oak trees at risk throughout California. And the risk to oaks, Garbalato says, is going to get even higher whenever the drought eases and heavy rains return.
There was this perception that, oh, sudden oak death is not, oh, it's already, you know, run its course. But it's not so, unfortunately. You know, in 2005 and 2006, we had two rainy years, and the infection rates went up, like, really dramatically.
Out at Skyline Ridge Open Space Preserve in the hills above Palo Alto, there's another possible solution being studied.
And this is sapling number 78.
That's Cindy Rossler, a biologist with the Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space District. This site, along with a much bigger program in the Big Sur area to the south, has a different focus, she says. Genetics.
We were interested in working with the researchers to find out if there's any resistant trees. So there's some indication that there might be some genetic resistance out in the population there.
Garbalato's lab isolated some of the tan oaks that seemed to have genetic resistance, then grew out acorns from them. And now those resistant finalists are here, all in a row at Skyline Ridge.
And our hopes are that one of two of these, you know, 10, 15 years from now, will still be alive, will be resistant to sudden oak death, and they'll be having acorns on them. And those may be ones that are key for us to go ahead and start replanting in the areas that were heavily struck.
If resistant tan oaks can be found, that raises hope that the same can be done for the iconic live oak. It would need to happen soon, though, researchers say. The millions of infected oaks throughout California, they say, are found in only about 10% of the area that P. Remorum will eventually hit. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
For more on the fight against sudden oak death and what you can do to protect your trees, visit our website, kqed.org/quest. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.